Tucker Electric.
Hi, is this Kevin?
This is him.
Hi, Kevin. It's Paul from Local Splash calling back. Of course, we spoke about an hour ago. Were you able to speak with your son?
Yeah, I think we want to do it.
Okay, good. So let me get a little bit of information from you. I know it is an LLC. Did you want the LLC to appear in the branding of the business name, branded as Tucker Electric Services, LLC, or how did you want it to appear?
I don't know. What do you think? Should I be upfront about that, or does it matter?
No. It's a personal preference, and that's exactly why I'm asking. Now, if anyone ever asks, it's always...
I would rather not have the LLC. It's just unneeded.
That's what I was going to say. If anyone ever asks, I always say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's and things like that. And it is a personal preference. And, of course, we are only asking because we want it to appear consistently everywhere. So we'll make sure that, you know, the website, the Google and Bing listing, all of the 70 different directions list it just strictly Tucker Electric Services and no LLC at all. And then, Kevin, is the phone number that we are speaking on, is that the same one that's not only best for us to reach you, is it also the one that you want your customers to call, the primary business number?
Yes, this is the business number.
That is the business number, the 316-204-2544. Is it also a smartphone? Can you receive a text message?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but when we build out that website, of course, most of the time you'll get direct phone calls. If they fill out the contact form on the website, you'll get a text and an email right away, so you'll know when someone's trying to reach out to you through your website. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden, but still attached to that contact form. Kevin, what is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
Okay, so what I've been using for now till I come up with something else, it's all small letters.
Okay.
It's Tucker Tom 43 at Gmail. Because I actually go by Tom.
Oh, you go by Tom? I was going to ask. So I'll make that in the note. So Tucker Tom 43, so last name, first name, 43 at gmail.com. And then Tom, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the time, we'll be able to simply send you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them. I don't want to take any more phone calls than I need, so I would hope it would be important if it was a phone call.
Right. I'll put text preferred. A lot of the times it's just we're just trying to update you on something or make sure that you're aware of it, let you know that we've done some work on our end so you can see it. So I'll put text preferred. And then, of course, there's going to be some redundancy built into it. I mean, if we do need to call you and leave a message, we will be able to do that as well. And then I also wanted to ask you about the physical address that I saw on the Angie's. I mean, I'm pretty certain, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are, of course, service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address to promote for your business, right?
There isn't. Not at this time, no.
Perfectly understandable, and of course Google knows that most service-based businesses are run out of the home. I mean, even if it's a shop or a small office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you're just going to be listed Wichita, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call with our technician so we can get all the information that we need to build out that website, create that content, hours of operation you want to be listed for, any mission statement or motto. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion, and then we will...
We actually have one.
You do.
That's friend drew us one, and we love it.
Good. I'll put that in the notes, too, and then we can put that right on your website. And then the other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as Google Premier Partners, it's to read what's called a voice verification. Tom, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this particular case, we are actually waiving the one-time setup fee, reducing the subscription cost to that fixed flat rate of $199 that we're also including a website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Give me just a second to get that set up. Okay. So, Mr. Tucker, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Tom, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Tucker Electric Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Mr. Tucker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Tom Tucker, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Tucker, as the owner of Tucker Electric Services, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then, Tom, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Tucker, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Tucker, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tom, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware that you currently have the Angie's or Home Advisor. If you cancel it, that's fine. If you continue to use it, there's no direct conflict either. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent, including the leaving off of the LLC and the branding of the business as Tucker Electric Services. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Tom, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Tucker, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to give us the heads up so we can make sure that that information is accurate and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, of course, with the waiving of the setup fee, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 9th of June, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. Tom, again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Tucker, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Tom, that landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is offered completely at will, which means month to month, you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally even. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Tom, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mr. Tucker, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tom, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does conclude the voice verification. Tom, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Okay. And is it Tom on the card? Thomas? Any middle initial?
It's Kevin T. Tucker.
Kevin T. Okay. And then you said, and then it's got the Tucker Electric Services on there as well. And you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It is 4773.
Okay.
4900.
Yes, sir.
2373. Okay. 0989.
And then the expiration month and year?
5/25.
05/2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
976.
976. So I've got 976, 976, and then it's May or 05/2025 for the expiration. Tom, was the card itself 4773-4900-2373-0989?
That's it.
Okay. And does that bill at the 2938 Chase Street South in Wichita, 67217?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, let me grab something here.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm at my desk.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You can email the support team support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional invoice, the invoice email will be sent out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive that invoice email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you in the next hour at 1 o'clock. And then it looks like there's a 3 o'clock and possibly a 5 o'clock. Would that 1 o'clock work out for you? It would be scheduled from 1 until 2. Call would get to you a few minutes after 1, get you off the phone pretty close to 1:30.
Yep, that would be fine.
Okay, perfect. Not quite enough time for our automated system to send you a reminder an hour prior as it normally would. The call would get to you within about an hour or so, maybe just a few minutes after 1 o'clock. But I'll send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG on it. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. If you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of the email it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on the click here, that's hyperlinked and it goes to where the text message went, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, beginning with Google Business Profile on the left side. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, of course, we will optimize your business not just on Google. We'll optimize it on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing pages, your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above that line is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. We want you to click on that box and then type or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears with the Kevin T. Tucker, case sensitive with appropriate spacing. Once you've got your name in that box, just click on the confirm signature box below it. Tom, that does a few things actually. It does, of course, let us know that it is that fixed flat rate month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included your website. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, make sure any information that's already out there is accurate, to fix it if it is not, and to release the Google PIN card. So it's an important step. Now, the next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. Yep. Don't worry about that just now. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system, so it's asking you to log in. This is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Okay. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page itself has not yet been created. Yeah, that's just our automated system. You can exit out of that. I can give you the username, but the password has not been created yet. We'll officially text you out both your username and your password once your client dashboard is created so you can start accessing your tracking. The username is simply the business phone number, the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the numbers 316-204-2544. That will always be the username. And any correspondence to the support email, please do reference that username or your phone number, which are basically the same thing. And then, like I said, in a day or so, you'll get the username and the default password texted out to you. Once you log into your tracking system, you can update or change that password as you see fit. But you're all set and squared away on my end. That follow-up call should be within the hour. Like I said, it is scheduled from 1 until 2. It will be coming from our client interview team, so a different individual making that phone call. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get your website up and running, get your phone ringing. earn your business just 1 month at a time. And like I said, if it helps you to scale back or even stop paying for leads altogether, I know that's good for you, and it makes me feel pretty good too.
Yeah, I would rather do, I hope this is really successful, because I will only do one or the other, and I'm already
right.
Not.
Yeah.
It's funny you called today, because I'm already not happy.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because
the numbers that have been told to me are not what I'm seeing on my account.
It's so hard for a small business to make something like that work. I mean, you know, when you're needing to get like every third or fourth lead to turn into work for you, and when the leads go out to six or eight of your competitors, the numbers just don't add up. They can't consistently add up for everybody. And obviously, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, which happens a lot, you know, a lot of times it's just someone who's looking for an estimate, trying to budget for something down the line, not even realizing business owners are paying good money for those leads. Like I said, those lead fees can add up pretty quickly. And I've been talking to business owners over the years, and the overwhelming majority of them do kind of share that same sentiment, that it, a lot of times, too often anyway, you know, it's hit or miss, but it misses so much that it feels like it's just good money going after bad leads. So, you know, I'm happy to get this going for you, give you something better, and we're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for being professional.
Well, I appreciate your time as well, and you know, I don't always say it. In fact, I would never say it if it weren't true. But you're definitely a nice guy. You're a patient guy. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that, you know, and a lot of the times I get none of it. So it's nice to talk to somebody who was as respectful of my time as I certainly hope I have been of theirs, and you definitely have been. I appreciate your kindness. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Right.